Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. And of course, as always, your English will improve today. Well, in today's lesson, we're going to meet a little mouse. This is a very special mouse because he thinks that he is the strongest animal in the whole world. That's quite a big statement for a little mouse to make, right? Well, today's lesson is called The Mouse and the Elephant. Now, at the beginning of our lesson, we do meet the mouse, but what about the elephant? We're not going to meet him for a little while yet. Our little mouse friend must go on a journey to find the elephant. However, we are going to talk about the mouse and a lizard. So friends, open up your magazines and let's join Little Mouse on an adventure. Let's go.
The Mouse and the Elephant. Which one really is the most powerful? Little Mouse stamped his foot on the jungle floor and then put his ear to the ground. He was trying to see if the world was shaking because of his fierce stamp. "I am the strongest animal in the world," he shouted. "Don't let the elephant hear you say that," said Little Mouse's uncle. "The elephant is powerful. He won't like to hear you brag." "Where is the elephant?" asked Little Mouse. "I'll show him who is the strongest. I will stomp him into the ground." Then Mouse left to look for the elephant.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 jungle 这个名词。Jungle 是指热带丛林。Jungle 和 forest 的不一样，就是 forest 是泛指所有的森林，而 jungle 是特别指热带丛林。例如 the scientist lived in the jungle for months in order to study apes. 这位科学家为了研究人猿，在丛林中生活了好几个月。Jungle 也指弱肉强食的地方。例如 Hollywood is like a jungle to this innocent girl. 好莱坞对这个天真无邪的女孩而言，如同一个弱肉强食的世界。接下来我们看的是 stomp 这个动词。stomp 是指跺脚、重踩或者是重踏，和前面可以用到的 stamp S-T-A-M-P 这个动词的意思差不多。例如 The little boy is stomping his feet in anger because his parents didn't buy him the toy he wanted. 这个小男孩因为爸爸妈妈没有买给他他想要的玩具，所以在跺脚。或者是 Ashley stamped out of her house after having a quarrel with her mother. Ashley 跟妈妈吵了一架之后，就大力的跺步走出了家门。
The mouse and the elephant. Gabe, do you like mice and elephants?
Actually, yeah. I actually do. You know, there's a lot of people that are scared of mice and rats.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it depends. Like, if I see a rat in the middle of the street mm-hmm. or crawling nearby a restaurant at night, mm-hmm. they're not always ugly. I think sometimes they're cute, right?
Yeah, well, they can be very cute, especially the ones that come and visit your house. We have a special little mouse friend that likes to visit our home and steal chocolate.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's right. You guys have a mouse.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You guys love that mouse, don't you?
Oh, we love him so much, we put out a cage to try to catch him.
Oh, that's wonderful. You want to have a mouse for a pet.
Right.
Just like
right.
your pet.
I wonder if the mouse in the story is kind of like the mouse in our house. I don't know. Well, anyway, friends, we are talking about mice because our lesson is called The Mouse and the Elephant. Which one really is the most powerful? Obviously, everybody knows the elephant is right.
That's what I think. But I guess we're going to find out what the mouse thinks. Well, we read here, Little Mouse stamped his foot on the jungle floor.
Like this?
Yes. Just like that. Good job, Rebecca. Okay, that was an example of stamping your foot. Sometimes we say stomping our feet. Okay, and then put his ear to the ground.
You want to demonstrate that?
No.
Okay.
You can imagine me putting my ear to the ground, or the mouse putting his ear to the ground here. Very
okay.
Nice. Okay. He was trying to see if the world was shaking because of his fierce stamp.
Ooh, wow. This kind of reminds me of an earthquake. If the world starts shaking, we might say that, well, there's an earthquake. And when there's an earthquake, it actually doesn't shake the entire world. But what is an earthquake? It's just a sudden, violent movement of the earth's surface. And sometimes it can cause great damage.
And I think that's what happened with our story. Our story doesn't mention an earthquake, but the ground was shaking, and the mouse thought that it's because he stamped his foot. Hey, speaking of earthquakes, Rebecca, have you ever seen a movie called Aftershock?
No, I haven't.
No, it's a Chinese movie.
Okay.
唐山大地震. It's about a real earthquake in history that happened in 1976. It's the deadliest earthquake of modern history. It's actually a really emotional movie. If you like emotional movies, you should watch it.
Oh, well, thank you. I will put that on my list. Aftershock.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Another thing about earthquakes, friends, if you want to know how to use it, if an earthquake happens, we would often say the earthquake hit or the earthquake strikes.
Very good point. Well, anyway, back to this little mouse. Let's see what he has to say. I am the strongest animal in the world, he shouted. Don't let the elephant hear you say that, said Little Mouse's uncle. I think the uncle is wiser than Little Mouse.
He is. You know, and this mouse is quite unusual because, have you ever heard the idiom, quiet as a mouse?
Oh, yes! Quiet as a mouse! That just means someone is extremely quiet. But this mouse doesn't seem like he's quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, he seems really annoying and loud, and like he likes to shout. The mouse I have here is actually pretty quiet. He's quiet as a mouse. Now, when might we use this phrase? You could say that somebody is so shy, they're quiet as a mouse. Or you could tell somebody to be quiet, right? Don't wake the baby. You need to be quiet as a mouse.
Exactly. So, friends, see if you can be as quiet as a mouse as you continue watching today's program. Well, let's continue on with the little mouse's uncle. He says, the elephant is powerful. He won't like to hear you brag. So would you say that this mouse has bragging rights?
I would say he wants to have bragging rights.
Right, he right. wants to have bragging rights.
Yeah, he wants to be able to brag about something.
So what exactly are bragging rights? Well, that's just when you have the opportunity to speak proudly and openly because you have done something impressive. But the little mouse hasn't done anything impressive, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, at least not yet. Now, when might you use this phrase, bragging rights? Maybe you're competing with somebody just for fun, and you know that there's not going to be a prize. You say, I know there's no prize. I won't get anything except for bragging rights. I'm happy if I beat you, just so that I can have bragging rights. That is, just so that I can have a reason to brag to other people.
Exactly. Okay, so Little Mouse wants to go looking for the elephant. He says, where is the elephant? Asked Little Mouse. I'll show him who is the strongest. I will stomp him into the ground. Then Mouse left to look for the elephant. He really knows how to talk big.
Hey, speaking of talking big, it's time for us to learn more about that phrase in
The Info Cloud.
Hello, welcome to InfoCloud. Many stories include a character that likes to brag.
And while brag is a good verb to use, there is an idiom that also means brag. Talk big.
So, if the character in the story likes to tell people how powerful he is, We could say that he likes to talk big.
This is especially true if the character actually isn't that powerful. He just likes to say that he is without actually proving it.
Another way we can describe this type of character is to say that he has chutzpah or chutzpah.
That's an excellent word. This noun comes from Hebrew and means that someone has the nerve to say or do something that is clearly wrong or will make someone angry.
For example, the princess in the story had the chutzpah to tell the king that she refused to marry the knight.
So, in one sense, it can mean that someone was brave enough to do something, but it is often used to describe someone in a negative way.
Right. For example, can you believe that he had the chutzpah to say that to his grandmother?
我们在生活中难免会遇到一些人喜欢自吹自擂、夸大其词。我们可以用 talk big 来形容这种人。He likes to talk big. 他很喜欢吹牛,但真的有那么厉害吗?其实没有。Talk big 就是把自己说的跟事实不符。另外还有一个比较少听到的字 ,chutzpah 或 chutzpah。这个字来自希伯来语,指的是一种忌惮勇气。He had the chutzpah to say that. 他说出那种话实在太放肆了。说出了不该说的话，激怒了别人。由于经常出现在好莱坞电影里面，后来美国人就开始使字。下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
I'm the strongest animal in the whole world.Now, who do you think you're talking to? The whole world. Now, little mouse, you don't want the elephant to hear you say that. I'm going to go find the elephant and tell him myself. Okay, you do that. Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We just met little mouse here. He's about to go on an adventure to find the elephant.Well, let's see. What is the first animal Mouse is going to meet?
The Mouse and the Elephant. Little Mouse came to a lizard. "Are you an elephant?" asked Little Mouse.
"No, I'm a lizard."
"You are lucky," said Little Mouse.When I find the elephant, I will stomp him into the ground. The lizard started to laugh at Mouse. But Mouse stamped his foot. As he stamped, thunder boomed. The sound panicked the lizard, and he ran off. I showed him how powerful I am, thought Mouse, and marched off to find the elephant.
OK, 继续我们看 panic 这个动词。panic 是指感到恐慌或者是惊慌失措。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要在字尾加上 k, 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,when the fire alarm went off, people panicked and bolted for the exits. 当火灾警报器大响时人们都吓到了并且冲向出口。panic 也可以当名词它是一个不可数名词。例如 ,the girl fell on the ground in a panic as the robber was chasing her. 这个女孩在抢匪追着她的时候害怕地跌倒在地上。最后我们看的是 march 这个动词。march 当动词在这里是指行走或快步走。通常是因为生气或者是要表示出毅然决然的态度。例如 ,the boy marched in determination into the jungle to hunt for his first prey.这个男孩毅然决然地走进丛林要捕捉他人生的第一只猎物。March 也指行军。例如 ,the troop marched over 50 kilometers in 2 days. 这支部队两天内行军了50公里。March 也可以当名词。 例如 the long, intense march wore the soldiers down. 长途辛苦的行军让士兵们都累坏了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we know that Little Mouse is on an adventure. And let's see what's the first animal that he meets. Little Mouse came to Lizard. And what does he ask Lizard?
Do you like lizards, Rebecca?
No, not really. Why? Well,
I think they're beautiful creatures. They're like snakes with legs.
That's really cute. What a cute picture. But that's not the question I asked you.
Okay.
What was the question that Little Mouse asked the lizard?
It's kind of a silly question. Are you an elephant? What? You mice, you don't know your animals, do you?
Are you an elephant? Asked Little Mouse. And how does the little guy respond?
The little guy. Mm-hmm. He says, now I'm a lizard.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Lucky him.
Obviously, he's a lizard and not an elephant. Okay, you are lucky, said Little Mouse.
Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. That phrase, you are lucky, reminds me of another phrase I want to talk about. Lucky you. You can use this phrase when you want to express maybe that you're jealous of someone or that someone is very fortunate.
Lucky you. For example, lucky you. You won the lottery. Wow. Lucky you. And lucky you, Rebecca, we're talking about a mouse who can talk to lizards and who doesn't know what a lizard is, and he thinks a lizard is an elephant. Aren't you lucky?
I'm lucky.
Aren't you so happy?
I am so happy that we can talk about. This is definitely a very silly mouse. He probably needs to go back to school to learn his animals, right? Well, anyway, the little mouse told the lizard, you are lucky. When I find the elephant, I will stomp him to the ground.
Okay, that sounds interesting. The lizard started to laugh at Mouse, but Mouse stamped his foot. I wonder if it will cause an earthquake. What happened? As he stamped, thunder boomed. Okay, so not an earthquake, but thunder.
It was like, boom!
Yeah. Boom. Just like, is that, Rebecca, is that what thunder sounds like to you?
Well, no, it probably sounds like,
yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
But yes, for friends, the word we use for the sound of thunder, we can use the word boom.
Uh-huh.
Right. So is there a phrase?
Yes. There is an idiom that we want to talk about, and it's called to steal one's thunder. Now, what does it mean to steal one's thunder? This just means that you do something that someone else was going to do, especially if it takes success or praise away from somebody else.
That's right. This reminds me of that movie, The Social Network, about the beginnings of Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg. And if you remember, he was competing with some other people, or at least there were some other people who wanted to create something like Facebook. And what happened was they were in a race, a rowing race on a boat, and they won. And guess what happened?
Someone stole someone's thunder.
Yes. That race appeared on Facebook. So they won second place in the race. And it was all over Facebook that they won second place. And so it was like they had their thunder stolen again because they weren't even recognized for the social media platform they wanted to create. This is a very long example of someone stealing someone else's thunder. It's not a very pleasant feeling when someone steals your thunder.
No, definitely not. But thank you for that example. Friends, practice using this idiom. Well, anyway, back to our lesson. So this little lizard heard the thunder, and what happened? Well, the sound panicked the lizard, and he ran off. But there's another word we'd like to teach you, and that is he scurried off. If you scurry off somewhere, this just means you move very quickly with small little steps like this.
So if you lift up a rock outside, perhaps in the forest, you might see a lot of little bugs scurrying away. They thought they could hide under the rock, But now you see them and they're scurrying away.
Exactly. Well, I love how Little Mouse responds to lizards scurrying away. He says, I showed him how powerful I am, thought Mouse, and marched off to find the elephant. Friends, I hope you don't act like Little Mouse.
No. We'll see if that mouse really showed him or showed anybody anything. But right now it's time for us to show you the
SC Challenge. Yes.
All right, friends, for today's challenge, let's find out who's playing with us in the studio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda.
And my name is Brandon. Good to be back.
Okay, excellent. If you did not read this lesson recently, then I guess this question might seem kind of weird. Here's number one. Why did the lizard run away? Okay, A, the elephant stomped his foot. B, the mouse stomped his foot. C, he was scared of thunder. Or D, he was hungry for food. Now, Brandon?
I'm going to say C.
He was scared of thunder?
Yes.
You are correct.
Oh,
yes.
I was going to say that, too. See, well, you read my mind again.
Sorry.
Right.
Next time.
That's excellent. Great. Okay, good. Number two. Which phrase means reasons to boast? So you didn't need to read the lesson to know the answer here, but which phrase means reasons to boast? A, steal one's thunder. B, quiet as a mouse. C, no pain, no gain. Or D, bragging rights. Linda?
Bragging rights?
You are correct. Does that give you bragging rights?
I mean, I had those already.
Right. Well, it is 1-1, so don't brag too quickly. Number three, which word means to run away quickly? A, stamp. B, stomp. C, scurry. Or D, march. Blah, blah, blah. That was Brandon. Brandon?
I'm going to say C.
C,
you read my mind again.
Scurry does mean to run away quickly. Very nice.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Does that mean, Brandon, you're the winner?
It does.
Oh, my goodness. Brandon always wins.
I know.
No, he doesn't.
What I do.
It's just your luck.
I just wanted to say that. Okay, friends, thank you for joining us today. And we will see everybody next time for the
SC Challenge.
Oh, and I'll see you soon.
So, Gabe, what has been your favorite part of the lesson so far?
Well, Rebecca, honestly, I really like all the words and phrases that we taught today.
And I know your favorite phrase
is
to steal someone's thunder.
Exactly. Friends, remember to practice everything you have learned and reread today's lesson. We will continue The Mouse and the Elephant next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.